We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph, which is the laws of Shalosh Seudos. The question is, when is the earliest time a person can have Shalosh Seudos? I remember when I was in high school, I used to enjoy taking a long Shabbos nap, and I asked the yeshiva bachur whether or not I could do the following. We'd have lunch very, very early, around 10 o'clock, and then I would have Shalosh Seudos right away afterwards and be able to sleep for like who knows how long. No problem. The truth is, it is an issue. There is a time that a person is not allowed to have Shalosh Seudos so early in the day. And this is what the Mechaber tells us in Sif Beis. Zman ha-mishyagia zman ha-mincha. The time in which a person is allowed to have Shalosh Seudos is the same time when a person is allowed to begin davening mincha. Namely, dayanu mishesh sha'os u'mechsav u'mal. 6.5 hours into the day, or 30 minutes after chatzos, 30 minutes after midday. Of course, that's according to Shos Manios, depending on the time of the year. A lot of times, maybe I didn't fulfill the mitzvah, at least until I learned this halacha, because a person does not fulfill their mitzvah if they have Suda Shlishas before this time. So if you have Suda Shlishas at 11 in the morning, that's not good. However, there is actually one little loophole that Mishnah Berurah tells us. He says, let's say you did begin your meal, your third meal, before midday. However, you end up having a long Shalosh Seudos, and you continue eating your meal straight through. Yatsa. You fulfilled your obligation. So as long as you're eating Shalosh Seudos during the time in which you were supposed to have it, that's fine. We don't go after the beginning. So the beginning, of course, you shouldn't have started Shalosh Seudos so early, but since you did finish your Shalosh Seudos already beyond the time, you were still eating your Shalosh Seudos during the time after 6.5 hours after sunrise, then that's fine. The latest time, as we know, that we often try to have Shalosh Seudos before Shkia. Brought down in the Sefer, the Radiance of Shabbos, the following, that one should begin Shalosh Seudos before sunset. If he did not do so, he may still begin to eat until half an hour before nightfall. And he brings down on the bottom, B'Shemati, Ma'agin Rav Moshe Feinstein Zitzal, that Rav Moshe Zitzal tells us, the Eshel Hakil Echel Raka Teisha Miyutin Achar Shkia. He doesn't explain the reasoning for this, but Rav Moshe says that if you didn't wash, or you didn't have any Shalosh Seudos, and it's already, let's say, 5 minutes past sunset, 5 minutes past Shkia, 8 minutes, so as long as it's up until 9 minutes past Shkia, one could still continue and have Shalosh Seudos. But preferably, a person should have Shalosh Seudos before Shkia. Just see one last halacha, Siv Dalid. It says, "Ein sarach l'kadesh besuda shlishus." When it comes to Shalosh Seudos, it's not necessary to make Kiddush, as we know we don't do so. But nonetheless, we do still have Lechem Mishnah. We take two loaves. And on this, the Ramah says, Im Said Harbi Pa'amim B'Shabbos, let's say you have many meals, beyond just three meals. Nonetheless, Sarach L'chol Suda Shtei Kikaros. You always need to take two loaves. The question is, why, when it comes to Shalosh Seudos, is it not necessary to make Kiddush? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason. Some people think, well, it's because you don't have to have bread. We'll get into those halachos, Mirz Hashem, next time. But the Mishnah Berurah says a different reason. D'hainu l'varech al hayayin kodem hasuda. It's not necessary to make a bracha on wine before you eat. And the reason is the iskish yom l'layla inin kiddush. That we make a connection, the day and the night, when it comes to kiddush. Ma l'layla, just like the nighttime, sagi b'chad zimna. You only have to make kiddush once at night. So af yom, so too during the day. Since the Chachamim did institute this concept of making Kiddush, it's sufficient to make Kiddush just one time in the morning, and then that's good enough. You still need to have two loaves. So when it comes to the actual loaves of bread, all those laws apply, the laws of Lechem Mishnah. It's necessary to have Lechem Mishnah also by your third meal.